Imagine that you have a friend who has gotten in with some, what you think to be some bad company. Maybe your friend is hanging out with a group of people that you think is changing them for the worse. Maybe they have a girlfriend or a boyfriend who is leading them down a path that you don't think is good for them. And instead of talking to your friend, you and your friends gossip about the path that she is on. Imagine that you're a coworker, and one of your fellow coworkers is really frustrating to you. And so this particular coworker sends you an email that's tough. And instead of talking to this particular coworker, you hit that reply all button on that email. And you send a scathing email back, which is then sent out to the entire staff. Imagine that you're a priest who struggles with the priest that he lives and works with. This is not Monsignor and I, okay? And I get along great with Monsignor, so it's just a hypothetical. Imagine you're a priest who doesn't get along with the priest you work or live with. And instead of having a man-to-man talk, you tell your parishioners, you complain to your parishioners about this priest. When you get together with your priest friends, you complain about this priest. Take all three of these scenarios and multiply them with the advent of social media. So instead of just complaining and gossiping to your friends about these three scenarios, you post about it. You say, "I pray for me, I have a coworker I can't stand, or a spouse I can't stand, or a priest I can't stand." I don't think any of us has to stretch too far in our own lives to have some relatability to at least one of those. There are always things that are an injustice that is done to us. All day, most days, people wrong us. They slight us. And we have a number of choices about how to react to that. And one of the ways that we act in our cowardice, and I would argue our pride, is to air our grievances to everyone but the one who has committed it. And we do this on purpose. We do this strategically because it makes us feel better about ourselves. See, because when we tell others how bad a particular person is or how they've harmed us, it puts us in a position of sort of moral superiority over that person. It puts us in a judgmental position over that person. And so we do it very strategically. We want the pity from others. We want others to say to us, "Oh my gosh, your life is so hard. I can't believe this person would do this to you." Because that inflates our own sense of self. And so Jesus' words today in the gospel, I find to be some of his most practical and yet hardest to live. Because Jesus has a simple formula for a remedy for this, which is that if someone hurts you, you go to that person and that person alone, Jesus says. And in a spirit of love, in which you want the best for them, you offer correction. If they refuse that, then you bring in some other of your friends who also love that person, and you offer correction. And if even that doesn't work, maybe you bring in some members of the church who also love them, and you offer correction. See, the key is that it always happens within the context of love, in which I have to trust that you're only correcting me because you want what's best for me, not because you want to show your superiority to me. I've got to know, as the one receiving correction, that your motive is purely love. I've got to know that you want what's best for me and that you're totally sincere in that. I think we spend way too much of our lives correcting people outside of a context of love and not correcting the people we should within a context of love. Why would I ever respond to a comment on Twitter from a stranger? I have no idea if they love me. How could I know? They don't know me. How can legitimate judgment and correction happen with a stranger? Jesus, I think, wants us to confront this. And with the people that actually we love and care about, we're often fearful of talking to them about the things that maybe are hurting them because we're afraid. If I think back on my own life, if I had followed this simple advice, and other people in my life had followed this simple advice, so many of the heartaches that I have suffered in my own life could have been avoided. Because we just skirt the issue. We push it down the road. And no one ever in love corrects another. And so Jesus' advice today, I think, for me, is very practical, which is, if I have a problem with someone, it is extremely harmful and just an inflation of my own pride to go and gossip about it to others. What Jesus calls us to is, if it's enough of a problem that it affects your life, we've got to go to that person and that person alone. And in a spirit of true, authentic love, to talk to that person. I think we'd be much better peacemakers if we lived this teaching of Jesus. That we confronted people that have slighted us and wronged us and not told the rest of the world about it. I also think it would allow us to receive criticism better. Right? We all get defensive. Right? Does anyone in here not get defensive when someone corrects them? Right? Are there any saints in here that are so filled with humility that no matter what anyone said to you about you or your performance or your competence or your intelligence, you wouldn't get a little defensive, right? It hurts us. But I think it's easier to take and much more constructive if it happens within a spirit of love in which we are convinced that the other person cares only about us and our well-being. And if that's the case, I know that I'm much better and much more receptive to correction within that context than I am from some stranger on social media or someone that I don't know has my best interest at heart. And so, friends, as we go about our own lives, surely being slighted and wronged, no one here does not suffer injustices, all of us to different extents, different levels, different intensities, but none of us here is free from being slighted and wronged by others. But let's try to pray and take Jesus' words seriously. That if someone does that to us, if someone wrongs us, if a brother or a sister sins against us, let us first, within a context of love, talk to that person. See if it can be resolved. And then if that doesn't work, we just expand the scope of love to talk to that person. I think if we truly lived out this teaching, our families, our society, our world would be a better place.